You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM.
For CJLO News, I'm Erdine Batzorek. Tuition hikes are on the horizon once again for international students at Concordia. On Friday, the Board of Governors of Concordia released the proposed hikes, which could range from 4.25% to 8.25%. The Board is set to vote on the exact rate on May 28th. Students have been petitioning for the past few months for more financial transparency and for Concordia to freeze the hikes. During a demonstration on April 17th, the Concordia Student Union delivered the petition with over 26,000 signatures to the Board of Governors. Students are planning on protesting against the hikes on May 28th while the board votes on the increase. Since the Quebec government announced the deregulation of international student fees last May, Concordia has already raised tuition fees on three separate occasions. The deregulation cuts funding from the Quebec government and gives universities the power to set the fee for international students. Team Canada has big hopes to ride the waves as surfing debuts at the 2020 Olympics in Tokyo. According to CBC, the Surf Canada team trials, held in May on Vancouver Island's Wikaninish Beach, pitted Canada's top surfers against one another in challenging conditions similar to those competitors may face in Japan next year. Two BC surfers, Peter Jeffries and Mathea Olin, secured their spots on Team Canada after the competition. Jeffries, who has won the Canadian National Championship 9 times and is one of Canada's best bets for the medal in Tokyo, said it would be a thrill to represent his home country at the Tokyo Games. Quote, "Just the thought of being able to represent Canada at something so big is incredible. So yeah, I'm excited for the challenge of trying to get there," end quote. Although Canada may not seem like an obvious choice for surfing, Executive Director of Surf Canada, Dom Domic, said that they have assembled a strong team. Team Canada will have to beat powerhouse teams like USA, Australia, and Brazil in the upcoming World Surfing Games in order to qualify for the Olympics. Saudi women are going for jogs to fight for their rights. In recent months, more and more women have been taking to the streets to run in Saudi Arabia's cities. According to BBC, the Jeddah running community, which formed in 2013, is challenging cultural norms under which women in sports were widely shunned upon. The community has been hosting training sessions for both men and women. It is just in recent years that the Arab country has lifted the ban on sports for girls in public schools and allowed women to watch football matches in stadiums. It sent its first female athletes to the Olympics in 2012. But women are still subject to strict laws like travel, marriage, and divorce. To hear the newscast and learn more about the news team, visit cjlo.com/news.
Now I should not be alone. There you go. That is a brand new track by Ezra Furman. You're listening to the Feel Good Hit of the Summer, CJLO, 1690 AM. It's called Calm Down, a.k.a. I Should Not Be Alone. Ezra Furman last Tuesday announced a new album. It's called 12 Nudes. I'll be keeping my eyes out for that. Very big fan. The track you just heard is the first single off that new album. He also announced a tour, which includes a Montreal date, September 10th at Barlaret's PDB. Ezra Furman, that's fantastic. Happy about that. Guys, I have a great show for you today. I say that fairly often, but today I actually mean it. We got some brand new music, like I had from the aforementioned Ezra Furman. We also have new music by Russian Circles. We got some La Fonda. We have some Wally, Montreal rapper Wally. Also, new tracks by The National and Teen Days. It's going to be a good show. I'm going to start off with some actually even bigger news. The chronically defunct Montreal band Barnburner announced earlier this month that they'd be doing a show for the Calgary Music Festival called Sled Island, which happens in June. This got some people, myself included, wondering whether or not the guys would get together for a show in Montreal. Well, it turns out they are doing a show. The fine folks at Turbo House announced yesterday that Barnburner will be ripping and shredding for another, I don't know, do we call this a reunion show? Anyway, they're doing a show at Turbo House on June 29th. Will this bring us new music? Probably not, but who cares? So, in honor of this awesome show that's about to happen, June 29th at Turbo House, I'm going to play some Barnburner. This is Keg Stand and Deliver, one of my favorite tracks, probably of all time. This is the Feel Good Hit of the Summer, CJLO, 1690 AM.
Thank you. Les amours des caricés entachent l'hôtel de la journée de tous les pays où on aboutit au fil de nos vies. Si jamais on s'entend, si jamais on s'entend, les plantes feuilles au courant recouvrent la mise à la main.
For the best new music from around the globe, with a respectful nod to the musical pioneers of the past, and a whole lot more, join me, Danny Payne, on The Pressure Drop, every Monday at 5 on CGLO 1690 AM or CGLO.com.
The 33rd edition of Festival International Nuit d'Afrique invites you on a worldwide musical journey from July 9th to 21st. During 13 days, discover more than 700 artists from Africa, the Caribbean, and Latin America at the biggest world music gathering. See the complete schedule and take advantage of our show packages at festivalnuitdafrique.com.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the Feel Good Hit of the Summer, CJLO 1690 AM. My name's Chris. Thank you for joining me today. We just heard Arluck, which is a new track by Russian Circles. They've got a new album coming out. Forthcoming new album is called Blood Year. It's going to feature that track that we just heard, which is called Arluck. The album is due August 2nd. And usually, when bands announce a new album, they announce a new tour. And of course, we can expect Russian Circles to drop into the Fairmount Theater. This is going to happen October 21st. Russian Circles, Fairmount Theater, October 21st. Get your tickets, I think, now. I think they're on sale now. Before Russian Circles, we heard from Crab. That is a Montreal band. The song is called Le Monde Entier. It's off their new album, came out about a month ago. And we started that whole block off with Keg Stand and Deliver by Barn Burner, who, as I said about 12 minutes ago, are coming back for a show at Turbo House June 29th. It's a big deal. They're basically a defunct band. But they do shows every once in a while. So if you're in Calgary, you can see them at Sled Island. That's the big festival out there in June. Coming up for you guys, we got a whole bunch of Pop Montreal tracks for you. Pop Montreal just announced their first round of bands last week. They announced about 50 artists, chief among them being Wise Blood, Nick Cave, and Aldous Harding. The big legacy act this year is Laurie Anderson, who I initially confused with Lonnie Anderson, the former spouse to Burt Reynolds. But no, it's Laurie Anderson, who appears to be an avant-garde musician from the 80s. I probably won't see that. I probably would have preferred Lonnie Anderson. So, in honor of Pop Montreal's first batch of bands, we're going to do a full block of artists featured from this year's festival. So I've got some God is an Astronaut, I've got some Blank Mass, I've got some La Fonda, but we're going to start everything off with Yamantaka Sonic Titan, one of my favorite Montreal bands. This track is called One. It's one of my faves. This is the Feel Good Hit of the Summer, CJLO, 1690 AM. Stick around.
Yeah. Tell you, but it's time. tall tale running in my head. Ooh, da, da. The rhythm of my mind, I'm molded.
Productions and Blue Skies Turn Black present Angel Olsen performing live in Montreal, supported by Vagabond. Don't miss this tender rock and roll singer-songwriter at MTELUS on Monday, November 18th at 8 o'clock p.m. Tickets are on sale now.
Sight in her eyes. No, it wasn't what she said.
Art? We can pop it. Indie? We can pop that too. Dream, synth, chamber, pop, pop, pop. Rock? It's already been pop.
The rest of us goes pop. Same awkward host, new concept, and time. Tune in Tuesdays at 7 p.m. for the best new music in all pop subgenres, only on CJLO 1690 AM.
We're gonna have so many feelings.
Yes, stay tuned for the rest of us coming up in about 14 minutes. But for now, stick around with me, Feel Good of the Summer, CJLO 1690 AM. I had a big block of music there for you guys. Pop Montreal announced their first round of bands last week. They announced 50 artists, chief among them being Wiseblood, Nick Cave, Aldous Harding. And I also played for you, Yamataka Sonic Titan, God is an Astronaut, Blank Mass. That was a little Zola Jesus Blank Mass collaboration there. We also had La Fonda. She played a track called Daddy. And I also played a brand new track by Montreal artist Wally. She announced last month that she was recently signed to Next Door Records. And then she brought the news that her first full-length album, Dynasty, which turns out she's going to launch during her Pop Montreal show. So that's pretty nifty. Pretty happy for Wally. She's been around for quite some time. We're going to finally get a full-length album out of her. Glad she's signed to a great little label there, too, Next Door Records. Coming up for you guys, I've got some more music. I got some new music by The National. Got some music by Hatchie. First, I want to tell you about the Feel Good Hit of the Summer Facebook page. Just head on over to Facebook, dial in Feel Good Hit, CJLO. The page will pop up. Give us a like, and then your feed will be populated, tastefully populated, mind you, with, concert listings, new music videos, music news, all kinds of great stuff. Most of it with a Montreal bent, especially those concert listings. Anyway, we're going to play some Hatchie right now. This track is called Obsessed. It's off her new album. Came out at the end of last year. This is Obsessed by Hatchie on the Feel Good Hit of the Summer, CJLO, 1690 AM. We'll be right back.
try to get some sun. You remind me of everyone. Rylan, did you break your mother's heart? Every time you tried to play your part. Is it easy to keep so quiet? Everybody loves a quiet child. Underwater you're almost free. If you wanna be alone, come with me.
Rylan, we can take the quick way out. We can turn blank white in a blank white house. Say that you're a pervert, you're a vulture. You wanna be popular culture.
Is it easy to keep so quiet? Everybody loves a quiet child. Underwater you're almost free. If you wanna be alone, come with me. Is it easy to live inside yourself? All the little kids are high and hazy. Everybody's got nowhere to go. Everybody wants to be amazing. Rylan, California's rotten. Dress light blue to be forgotten. Eat your pearls on Sunday morning. Keep your conversations boring. Stay with me among the strangers. Change your mind and nothing changes. Don't let show any emotion when you climb into the ocean. Rylan, you should try to get some sun. There's a little bit of hell in everyone. Rylan, you should try to get some sun.
There we go. We're running out of time. We're going to talk over that last track by The National. Rylan. Lead singer really wants to convince Rylan to go on tour with him, I think. In fact, The National's doing a show. June 21st, Place des Arts. The new album came out last week, about a week and a half ago. It's called I'm Easy to Find. And of course, since it's The National, it has come out to wonderful reviews. I don't mean that entirely cynically, but they're critical darlings. Before that, we had a track by Hatchy. It's called Obsessed. And I have just enough time to play one more track. We're going to do Spring by Teen Days. They're also they're going to be at Casa del Popolo this Friday. That's going to be a fantastic show. Teen Days, small venue, great show. Anyway, thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next week. Stay tuned for the rest of us. Show's coming up after the news. But this is Spring by Teen Days. Feel good, hit of the summer. CJLO, 1690 AM.